I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, in East Ham, they've been holding an annual event to celebrate a certain beloved root vegetable. And this year, the event turns 10 years old. Tell us about this.
Well, it is the turnip, and you don't think of it as the most exciting vegetable in the world, but they are so clever up there. They have such a great variety of activities that they've got going. The festival takes place between 1 and 4 on Saturday. It's at Nauset Regional High School in East Ham, and they've got cook-off contests with various turnip treats. In the past, they've had turnip curry, turnip bread, turnip cheesecake, and even turnip ice cream. I don't know if I'd go that far. But then they don't want to be outdone by the Oyster Fest in Wellfleet, so they've got a turnip shuck-off. So they give prizes for who can peel a turnip the fastest. Then they have a contest to guess the weight of the enormous East Ham turnip, turnip decorating, a turnip hat contest, turnip bowling. And then people are encouraged to rewrite their favorite Beatles song this year with turnip-themed lyrics to enter the magical mystery turnip competition. So if you've got some lyrics going.
So it sounds like East Ham is the place you'll want to turn up this weekend.
Oh, very clever. Yes.
On a different note, if you're a drummer or if you want to be a drummer or if you just love to bang on things, you'll probably want to head to the Barnstable High School this Sunday. Tell us what's happening.
They have a day of percussion, and they've got five pretty prominent percussionists coming to give back-to-back clinics to anybody, adults, students, about various aspects of drumming. Some of the people coming include a former member of Blue Man Group, who now is show director at the Universal Studios in Florida. They're a percussionist from the Military Academy at West Point and one from the Army Rock Band. Then the BHS alumnus Colin McNutt is a percussion arranger for the Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps, and he's coming back to his alma mater to help out. And then there's a freelance drummer from Broadway. He's performed in The Lion King. And so this event takes place 9 o'clock to 5 p.m., and people who are organizing it hope that it really gets people interested, particularly kids, in pursuing percussion.
And the Academy Playhouse in Orleans is opening a fun holiday show. It's being compared to a 1960s-style Christmas TV special.
Well, a lot of us remember those old specials with Bing Crosby, Perry Como, Andy Williams, and that's what they're trying to set up here. They've got the premise that they're inviting friends over for eggnog, trim the tree, and they've got a concert that they're going to be practicing for that's supposed to happen the next day. So they do a lot of singing and singing for each other as well. And that's kind of their excuse for doing a lot of Christmas songs. The show is called Broadway to Hollywood Celebrates the Holidays. So all of the songs, except two, I think, have either been done in a movie or connected to a movie in some way or on stage. And so they've got Snow from White Christmas, Where Are You Christmas from the Jim Carrey Grinch, God Bless Us Everyone from A Christmas Carol, the musical, Melly Kalikimaka, which was in a variety of movies, I guess, things like that. And the show opens Saturday night, and it runs every weekend through December 22nd.
And looking ahead to early next week, the Nantucket Historical Association is kicking off its annual Festival of Wreaths.
This is the 15th year that they're doing this, and they're going to have the preview party and silent auction from 5 to 7 Tuesday at the Peter Folger Gallery of the Whaling Museum. Visitors can come in and bid on their favorite wreaths, and everything benefits the association's year-round education and preservation efforts. The auction's going to last through the festival, which goes in through December 1st. And the wreaths are created by different people in the community, and some of them can be traditional greens, but some of them have a lot more unusual materials. So they're worth looking at.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.